Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good afternoon to Grenada, Caracou, Pretty Martinique, the rest of the Eastern Caribbean. Wherever you are, it is another beautiful day here in St. George's, and it is rainy season. Wherever you are, or whatever is happening on this beautiful day, I hope you're doing very well. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. This is Inside Financed, and no doubt about it, we will be dealing with another subject matter pertaining to the finance of our country and how well the Prime Minister and others are managing that for us. Today I have Miss Ophelia Cornwall. She's the Assistant Controller, Direct Responsibility for Audit within Ministry. And so if we look at that, we would have a lot to talk about. So within the next 30 minutes, I will be speaking with her. We take a word from our sponsors, we come right back, and I will be talking with Miss Ophelia Cornwall, the Assistant Controller, and so of Inland Revenue, with direct responsibility for audit.
If you're thinking about building, if you're thinking about fixing, if you're thinking about building, fixing, and maintaining, then the place to go is one called Construction Limited, boy. Because they specialize in construction, roofing, maintenance, general repairs, all them kind of thing. You could even get columns and balusters for your house. One call is people don't know what they're doing, boy. They're quick, efficient, professional, and reasonable. They just even rent construction equipment, including Bobcat. And they just do plenty property management, too. So if you're thinking of going somewhere else, think again. Call One Call Construction Limited, 443-2894. One call. That's all it takes.
Welcome back. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. With me today is Miss Ophelia Cornwall, and she's Assistant Controller. Good day to you, my dear.
Good afternoon, Pastor Stanford. Afternoon to the listening public.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Well, I must say it's the first time they have you have given me a beautiful lady to talk to. There's always men who I'm talking to, so it's nice to have a young lady, and I must say to you, she's young and she's beautiful. It's good to have you to talk with. How are you doing?
I'm good.
You're good?
Good. Really good.
Really good.
Yes.
Okay, that's well. You're all getting money these days and back pay and everything else. All had to be good. Now, how long you have been working within the Ministry of Finance or within the department?
I have been with Inland Revenue for the past 8 years. I started in 2006. So last month, on the 19th of last month, it actually made me 8 years within the division.
Oh, so you have been here for a while?
Yes.
So you've been doing quite a lot?
Quite a lot.
Okay. I'm sure the past couple of months have been challenging.
Very challenging.
Would you say it has been somewhere the most challenging for you in your years you have been here? Or?
I think this year, generally speaking, because we have more on our plate, as you would know, as a division to be able to deal with and to be able to address, and we have to deal with the new changes, and we also have to assist the public in adjusting to the new changes under the program in particular.
Okay, so my listeners want to find out, I guess they're thinking, oh no, what is your role within the Inland Revenue Division? Talk to us about that.
Well, my role, basically, I deal with, I supervise the audit section, and primarily we deal with, we assess risk along filing lines, so persons who file, and if we have a sense of under-reporting or that sort of thing, where the tax is at risk, we would set up or establish an audit on that particular taxpayer. Because obviously, we want to ensure that persons are administering what they're supposed to in accordance to law. As you know, the taxes that we administer are primarily self-assessed, other than the property tax. Self-assess meaning that you submit as a business to us, we accept, and it's for us to review as an entity, that's the division, Inland Revenue Division. So it is self-assess. You assess yourself. You tell us what you think you should be paying based on the tax law. And it's for us to do the checks and balances and the verifications at the end of the day to ensure that you are towing the line according to the law.
So if you're not paying enough, you make the person pay more. And if they're paying too much, you give them back some money. Is that how it works?
Definitely.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not bad at all. Now, when it comes to VAT, how does Grenada compare with the other OECS countries? Because there's a lot of talk about that. Where are we when it comes to VAT?
Well, Grenada is on par with the other islands in terms of rate, the rate of the tax. All the other islands in the OECS, with the exception of St. Kitts, which is, you know, much higher, is the highest in the OECS in terms of the VAT rate. It's 17%, sorry, in St. Kitts. I think Jamaica is 17.5. But in the OECS, St. Kitts is leading in terms of the tax rate, the highest tax rate. But St. Lucia and so on, the others are on par with us, you know, around the 15% range. And all the islands have a reduced rate for accommodation and certain tourism activity. In our instance, we have a reduced rate for accommodation and dive activity, and it's all to promote the whole tourism sector. So in terms of the rate, we are on par. In terms of the threshold, we are on par with the other islands as well.
Explain the threshold.
The threshold is $120,000 in sales per annum. That's EC dollars, or $10,000 per month. And it is what you collect, or what you can most likely collect.
So you're saying if a business earned more than $120,000 a year, or more than $10,000 a month, they're entitled to pay VAT?
Yes, they're entitled to charge VAT.
To charge VAT?
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody pays.
Everybody pays.
Yeah,
yes.
We use it all the time. Everybody pays. But the authorization to charge the VAT is the registration. You must be registered. Because you would appreciate there are persons who may be making the 120, but is not registered with the division. They cannot charge because the government has not given you that authorization.
Authority.
By way of registration to be able to charge. So it's an eligibility criteria where you can come in for registration. And when you are registered, you can charge the VAT. And I want to qualify the 120 because it's 120 right. Taxable. What is subject to tax?
Explain that.
Right. So if you're in the business of supplying a good or a service that is not exempt under the law, but is subject to tax at a zero rate or 15% rate or any one of our positive rates, then you are eligible to register. If you're supplying an activity that is exempt and you may go over that 120, you are not required to register for the VAT.
Because you're supplying a goods or services that is exempt?
Yes.
From taxes?
From that particular tax.
Okay.
Yes.
And therefore you could earn more and pay less?
Not necessarily. So let me just make sure that persons don't go with that misconception. Because, for instance, educational services is not subject to tax. It is exempt. So it means that when an institution is providing educational service, they do not charge the VAT to students who are acquiring such services, for good reason, of course, you know, the promotion of education and so on. Medical services is another one. However, the entity may acquire goods and services that is subject to the tax, and therefore they would pay their fair share of the tax. It's just that they do not have the authorization to charge.
But
correct.
They have to pay.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Right.
So it means shared sacrifice?
Shared sacrifice.
Shared sacrifice. Okay. I have a question here that I think is important. I think a number of people would want to know. What is the Inland Revenue doing to improve the compliance and collection? Because even at this point, we have learned that government sometimes struggling with it. One, compliance. Two, collection. What are you doing now to spread that net wider to capture more people to make sure that we're paying our fair share?
Right. That's a very good question. We are using forums such as this, and I want to thank you on behalf of Ministry of Finance for partnering with us to getting the information out there and to educate the public, as we believe that we can foster voluntary compliance through taxpayer education. Right, we strongly believe in that we can, as much as we get the information out there, persons would comply as long as they know what is expected to be done. You may have observed us on Beyond the Headlines on Monday. Last week we were on You Decide. So it is all geared at educating the public. So education is a big thing at this time. Currently, we are encouraging persons who owe taxes to the government to meet us on the half to set up a payment arrangement and so we are extending a hand to taxpayers. We are not insisting if you cannot pay. We are assessing affordability and ability to pay, and we are encouraging payment arrangements because we recognize that it's tough economic times, and therefore we are extending a hand to the taxpayers to set up payment arrangement to liquidate any debt that they have with government. For the chronic and delinquent taxpayers, the chronic delinquents, we stand prepared to enforce. We stand prepared.
And
to
what
enforce.
Does that mean?
It means that there are a number of options that we can pursue as a division, and under the various tax legislation, we can garnish, we can seize, and garnish is basically we can make a taxpayer we can make a financial institution a representative, and that any monies that a delinquent taxpayer puts in the bank, the bank would have to pay us. So we're making the bank a representative on behalf of that taxpayer where the taxes are concerned. We can seize assets, we can sell property, and that sort of thing. So there are a number of options. We can take you to court and such. But there's a build-up to these actions.
It just obviously. Don't happen.
Yes, it just don't happen.
So you had to be a really delinquent person and a don't care. And where the minister, finally decided we've had enough
yes.
of it. But you're willing to talk and work with
yes.
the business
yes.
to get them to comply.
Correct.
Okay.
And the authority under the various legislation, of course, is the Comptroller Inland Revenue. So the Comptroller Inland Revenue determines through procedures, of course, at which point in time we're going to make a particular move.
All right, let me just inform our listeners. I'm speaking to Miss Ophelia Conwell. She's the Assistant Controller, direct responsibility for audit within the Inland Revenue Division. And so we're talking finance, we're talking taxes. And very, very interestingly, we take a word from our sponsors. We come back and I will continue my discussion here with Miss Ophelia Conwell and talking taxes.
Are you in need of a place to worship, fellowship, to love and experience the power of God through His preached word? The members of the St. George's Baptist Church on East Springs Belmont Road invites you to come and be blessed, come and worship, come and praise, come and give thanks. Every Sunday, the members of the St. George's Baptist Church on the Springs Belmont Road await your visit.
Water is essential, and that's a fact. Clean drinking water is critical. Another fact, the best thing you can do for yourself and your family is to consume the best available water. Having noted that, then the choice is clear. Glenel has been providing us with the freshness of the Grenadian Mountains and their guarantee of purity. There are absolutely no additions to the Glenel product, pure and natural. For the larger bottles and coolers, contact the office at 440-2346. And Glenel delivers. Glenel pure and natural spring water. Only the best is good enough.
Welcome back. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. This is Inside Finance, and we're talking inland revenue, taxes, VAT, and everything else. And I'm speaking to Miss Ophelia Conwell, who is the assistant controller here within the Inland Revenue, direct responsibility for audit. Now, this one I think is very, very important, and a number of people wanting to know about it. Now, the VAT on accommodation will come in soon. What is the status of this measure? And if you can give us some information, because I think a number of the house owners or property owners over there who rent want to know, want to understand if they have to pay and how that would be. So talk to us about that.
Okay. Well, as you know, the Inland Revenue Division is responsible for administering the property tax. And this is our main source of information on our potential registrants for this particular aspect of the VAT. Because what happened with the amendment to the accommodation, it was just an extension of the base of the tax type. VAT remains VAT. And we have extended it to include accommodation on a broad scale. We have intention from the Inland Revenue point of view of engaging the real estate agents as we believe that they can assist us in terms of in our endeavors to register persons in that particular category. We are in the process of setting up appointments now, not only to get persons registered, but to advise persons on their rights and obligations as it relates to the provisions of the Act. So our drive is not just to register, but also to advise and to educate, as I said. A major part of our objective at this time is to educate. So we call it an advisory program, and we would go out and educate the taxpayer on what is expected, how you should charge, when you should charge, how you should account, when you should account. And they have rights as well as obligations, and informing them of those. We are also in the process of doing a series of brochures and publications to educate the general population on this particular matter, because what we observe is that a number of misconceptions,
such as,
is going on. For instance, some persons are of the view that if you have a house, you're living in the upstairs and you're renting the downstairs, that you now have to charge the VAT to the person that your tenant downstairs, and that is not the case. There is an eligibility criteria to be registered first and foremost for that particular aspect, and then to charge. Now, we have two things happening. You may have a situation where somebody have an apartment building. They do not have, based on the occupancy level, they do not have persons at the occupancy level to make them reach the threshold.
Which is 120.
Which is 120.
$10,000 a month.
Yes, sir. But they have the potential to do so at full capacity. Now, one may ask, well, I am not making the 120 now. Based on my occupancy level, should I be registered? Because you have the potential to so do, if you're at full capacity, you are required to register. So it is not every person who is renting that is eligible to charge the VAT. It's only persons who fall within that particular threshold.
Okay, let me ask this question, because someone came to me, a matter of fact, I'm a member of my church, and asked the question. They were renting. And they said to me, their landlord comes to them and say that they now have to put up on the rent because they have to pay VAT. This is a person who renting just a downstairs. That's it. Now, talk to me about that, because there are a lot of people out there, I'm sure, who in that same situation and maybe saying to the occupants that you have to pay VAT at this point, because the government say everybody have to pay VAT. So talk to us about that, because I think we need to be clear on it, because I think it's a misconception, as you just explained.
Right. Now, for that particular landlord, if it's only a downstairs that landlord is renting and it does not meet the required threshold, the landlord has no authority to charge the VAT. The landlord can increase their price, but it cannot be on the pretense of government VAT. It should not be. As a matter of fact, the law makes provisions for charging the VAT on the pretense that you are and you're not registered to charge, or you're not eligible to charge.
Because it must be $120,000.
Yes.
A year. $10,000
yes.
A month.
Correct.
I am repeating it because I want people to get it.
Of course. And I am happy that you are repeating it. So in that instance, if the landlord, and I'm qualifying that, is only renting the downstairs, because For me, I'm not sure, given the scenario, whether or not the landlord has other rental properties.
No, it's just the downstairs.
Right. So in that instance, the landlord, as long as it's not 120, and I doubt the person is paying 120, legally can charge the VAT. The landlord cannot. And it is fraud to do so. It is fraud to do so. As a matter of fact, in the early days of VAT in 2010, when we implemented, there were a number of persons, who were charging and not registered to do so. And the consumer of the good or service, they reported it to us. Because there are some criterias for VAT that can identify somebody who is eligible to charge. For instance, your tax identification number, and the comptroller under the law is supposed to publish the list of all VAT registrants to allow persons to cross-check. You can call into the division and question. And we had a number of persons who came in with invoices and so, where persons would have charged them VAT and not been registered with us, and action was taken against them.
And therefore, the person, they have to pay back the person their money.
Yes, in some instances, yes. In some instances that we had the situation, the person would have traveled and they forwarded the information to us. And it was difficult. They paid it into the government, the monies into government. And then we sought to seek legal proceedings on the fraud and that sort of thing. But generally speaking, you should refund the person the money and so on. But you did commit an offense.
You did commit an offense.
Yes.
So with that, what number somebody could call if they're having such challenges?
Right. 435-6945.
Slowly.
435-6945 or 6946. And they can also send us a note and seek to scan the invoice and so at vat@gov.gd.
Could you repeat that?
vat@gov.gd. Any complaints, any concerns, any recommendations? Okay. Because we take recommendations as well.
Oh, as well. And I'm just going to inform my listeners at the end of the program, I'll ask her to repeat the number and the email address. So if you find a pen or a pencil and get ready to write that. So it was just interesting the way that you explained it, because I think for me now it's clearer, because I didn't know. I told them I would ask the question.
That's good.
And so I'm asking it. Now, this is a critical one. How can the public help the Inland Revenue to meet its critical mandate to the people of Grenada? How can we help? What can we do to help you be more efficient and effective in the execution of your job?
We would want to encourage persons to come in, call in, write in, but engage us with any questions, concerns, or recommendations that they may have as it relates to this particular transition. We are asking property owners who are eligible for registration to avoid the registration rush. As failure to...
When is the registration supposed to start?
Registration is going on all now.
It's already started?
Yes.
Okay, so...
And we don't want, because the effective date for this particular tax is August 1st, we don't want a situation where everybody coming to the end of the month all at once. As a matter of fact, there are a number of time frames within the law, because there's a certificate to be given to the registrant that authorizes the charging of the VAT. So, and the failure to apply for registration within the specified time attracts a $5,000 fixed penalty. So we want to encourage persons, for the ones who we have not reached as yet, to come forward and engage us and let's have meaningful conversation about this particular provision.
What has been the most challenging thing for you doing this job?
I don't think this particular type of job forces you to think. So mentally, you would not get lazy. In particular in audit, it's not something that is routine. You have to continuously upgrade yourself and you have to read. Reading is a major part of it. But I think sometimes we are challenged as a department in terms of the legal jargon and the legal provisions in the law, and we not being proficient in that context, in that particular area, to be able to make decisions without getting our legal persons on board and so on. Sometimes there are decisions, when you look at it, you would want to wish you could interpret it just like that to be able to address a particular issue and it would have to go to the legal affairs department. With the VAT Act, though, there is an explanatory memorandum attached to the act. It forms part of the act, and it makes it more user-friendly, because tax language is not the most user-friendly language, and we, from time to time, always have to break it down to the taxpayer. Yeah.
So, what is, I've come to the end of my time with you here, but this question, what if there's a company who is just struggling, really struggling, I mean, even to pay just their monthly bills, they have their tax to pay, what do they do?
Well, as I said earlier on, they can engage us for a payment arrangement, and the payment arrangement is based on your ability to pay. However, although we would do it for all tax type, you see, the trust taxes, like the PAY trust taxes, meaning that you collected it from someone, right, and you're holding it for government.
That you should pay right away.
Right away. The trust taxes, we do not want to mix matters with the trust taxes. And in particular, where we have the lowering of the income tax threshold, the PAYE, the pay as you earn, where the employers deduct, that again is a trust tax. Right. And we want those to be paid in right away. These are monthly obligations. For the annual ones, we can always work out a payment arrangement. The income tax law allows for an advance payment. So the business is supposed to pay in advance installments. We can always have discussion around those.
Right.
To meet the taxpayer halfway.
So in other words, the department is willing to discuss with any businesses who are willing to come and sit and talk with
you. Oh, definitely, yes.
Okay. Now, I want you to just remind us of those numbers. Again, and email addresses that I told my listeners you would be giving to them.
The number is 435-6945 or 6946. And the email address is vat@gov.gd.
Could you repeat those again?
435-6945 or 6946, vat@gov.gd.
Thank you so much. Now, my final question to you. Is there any final comment you want to make to our listeners? I mean, you have a bright smile on your face. Maybe, I mean, people are sitting there and wondering, okay, fine, I kind of understand. Now, is there anything I missed that you may want to say to our listeners?
I want the general public to view this, in particular the landlords and the persons who are renting, to view this arrangement as a public-private partnership, right? The Inland Revenue Division is prepared to work with property owners to ensure that this transition is a smooth one and that persons understand. I also want to remind persons that the criteria for registration is $120,000 per annum or $10,000 per month. It is based on potential or current capacity.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow. Well, you did a great job in explaining. I understand. I'm sure my listeners are very happy. You have been listening there to Miss Ophelia Conwell, who is the Assistant Controller in Inland Revenue, direct responsibility for audit, and she has been sharing with us there some thoughts. So she's one of the person who support the Permanent Secretary, Mr. Timothy Antwine, and make sure that the Prime Minister stand in line when he passing and giving us certain information. She's the one who advised him. So, you know, to make sure things are right. So I want to thank her so much for being with us here this afternoon. Inside Finance, to talk to us about what is happening inside the Ministry of Finance. Ms. Ophelia, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you very much for having me.
God bless you.
You too.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Keep that beautiful smile on your face. All right, I am Pastor Stanford Simon. Thank you so much for joining me today. I wish you a very blessed week as we continue. Join me here next week at the same time for Inside Finance.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.